2HXS mobile.
KO4HX.
I knew I'd hear you out here. Good morning.
Mrs. had a good weekend.
I'm getting a little noisy. Say it again, please.
I said, I hope you and the missus had a good weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were up in Asheville for a couple days last week, visiting with some friends that drove up from Florida. And we had a really nice time. We got back Friday evening, and I went right back to work. My phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Yeah, it's getting hot, especially. I think it's supposed to get up in the mid-80s today, so off the hook.
Well, that's why when I do my service calls, I try and spread them out. You know, when I'm doing a regular maintenance on them, I don't try and pile them all onto one day.
Good plan, because I'm sure somebody's going to call. And if not, it gives you a welcome break.
Well, I already had a phone call this morning. I scheduled one thing to do today, and then my wife's like, oh, you only got one thing today, right? I said, yeah. And then I walk into the bedroom, and my phone rang. So, yeah, well, I got two things.
Wanted man this week, right?
Yeah, wanted, dead or alive.
Why is up in Asheville?
Staying at one of his timeshares, my wife's girlfriend from many, many years, from back in high school days, her fiancé's got a lot of timeshares around, so they were up near Lake War. So what we did was we drove up Wednesday up to Hendersonville, and they drove down from Lake Lore, and we hung out in Hendersonville for a few hours, and then we followed them back to the cabin. And then Thursday we went down to the Biltmore, and we walked around the gardens and stuff and took some photos. You know, my wife wanted to see the gardens. I said, no problem. And then Friday we went out to Franklin, out to the jewelry show, and then we were home Friday late afternoon.
It looked good this time of year, like everything in bloom.
I do.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating place, the history of it and how it was built. I enjoy going there.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had this huge, huge tent they were setting up for a wedding. I mean, man, you've got to have some mega bucks to have a wedding inside that place. You know, similar to like doing it at Disney or something. But someone said it was $350 a plate, and they had a couple of hundred people going to be underneath that tent. And they had to set up with parquet dance floor. Man, I tell you what, whew, I couldn't afford it, not in my lifetime.
I'm right there with you. Don't worry.
Let Elvis marry us.
W4DJW testing out Echo Link.
Sorry.
It sounds good, Dave.
Not if you're still in there, W4DJW in the group. Anyway, Patrick, what else? You're on your regular route today?
We were different, and it wasn't working right. Anyway, appreciate your patience with it last night. I'll let you guys get back at it. KO4HKX and KB2K, I can't remember that. W4DJW. Catch you guys later.
Good to hear you. KO4HKX.
No problem, Dave. No problem. KB2HXS, y'all.
Your question. I'm over here in Easley today, running my normal Monday route. Getting ready to make the U-turn here, come back down 123.
We were just out in Pendleton yesterday. Had to go and look at a unit I got to order some parts for. So fun, as it were. Actually, a unit that Jimmy and I put in about 2.5 years ago, the blower motor went out. So I got to order a new blower motor. It's under warranty, I believe, so I get my supplier to get one in and go back out there Thursday or whenever and change it out before it gets too hot. All heads are out today. Holy cow. Anyway, let me let you go, Patrick. I'm gonna be pulling into my supplier here in a minute.
Hey, good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX.
Yes, sir. Same here. Good to talk with you. make some money. I'm going to make some money, and we'll all have a good day. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. I'm out for a bit.
KB2HXS, W4DJW, before you go, can you hear me on this one?
I hear you just fine, sir. I'm just pulling into my supplier down here on Rutherford Road in Greenville.
Okay. I was just making sure all aspects of my recovery were working. Appreciate it. Have a good day, KB2HXS. I know your call. W4DJW Claire.
No problem, Dave. I know I speak a little fast, and that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. All right. Have a good day. W4DJW, KB2HXS. We're out of here. 73.
W4DJW, KB4CBA.
Well, hello, David. How are you doing this morning?
Man, I wanted to ask you how you were doing.
I'm doing good. The Echolink node been running since before 2018. Ran out of disk space last night, right before Patrick's net, so it wasn't working. I had to work on it this morning. I tried to do it last night, but it's too late. But got that going again. And I think I checked out everything on it. I think everything's working good again. You going to play tennis?
Hey, you know me well.
Well, that's good. That's good for you. All right? Keep your heart rate going. Keep your blood circulating. Keep you young.
Keeps me busy. Keeps me out of trouble with the wife.
So I told you I saw all those pictures of your really long, long trip. Then those were fantastic pictures. That's what I hope my wife and I can do when she retires.
KB4CBA. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We stopped in, I think it was, does HRO have a place in Plano? I think, anyway, one of those cities in Texas, East Texas, we stopped in. There was HRO, and I bought me a little Yaesu HR60. It's a little 2 meter 440 HT, and it covers a bunch of other bands too on receive. And then we stopped. I can't remember what. We went to so many states. We stopped at this music store, and I went in and bought me a Gibson Les Paul guitar. I've always wanted one, so I got one.
Yes, HRO does have a Texas outlet in Plano, Texas, on 13701 East Plano Parkway, number 406, Plano, Texas, 75074. So you got you a new handheld there, huh? Did you just forget to take your handheld and had to get another one?
I never liked the receive on the bow thing. It's just not really as good as I think it should be. And so I just walked in and looked, you know, he had some in the showcase there, and I picked out the one I wanted, and bought some accessories for it. Got a mic and a few other things. I think the charger came with it. It's kind of weird though. It doesn't have a front. It's not like the drop-in chargers I'm used to. And so when you got to make sure it's laying up against those contacts, you know, in the back. You know, so it'll make good contact and charge. I don't really like the design. I wish they had something in front to kind of hold it in place, because you got to put it in there just right, or it won't charge.
You say that's a Yaesu? I think I know what you're talking about. They got little slider slots, and you got to get those slots lined up with those bars that are sticking out, and if you don't, no, the red light doesn't come on.
I have to look for the light, and but I'm just used to the ones that, you know, go all the way around the radio and you know, make a good solid contact. You don't have to worry about that. You just drop it in and it's charged, and so anyway, I guess I'm just used to the old style, but it's a nice radio. I got the software programming stuff, software, and the cable, and you know, it was really easy to program that way. I could not use the book and program the thing. I don't know. I guess I'm just getting crazy dumb in my old age. But anyway, I need to give you a phone call sometime, and I got a question I need to ask you. So, well, I got a couple questions I'd like to ask you, but anyway, probably don't want to discuss over the air. Probably wouldn't be, one of them wouldn't be proper to discuss over the air. But anyway, I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay, well, any time is good as any other. Well, I do have a couple meetings I got to do today, later on today, so can't do 1 o'clock, and I think we're having a club meeting tonight at 7. I think it has been moved up because of unavailability of its normal slot for the next month's Monday night meeting. So I think we're doing it tonight instead. So other than 7 and 1, I'm pretty much open.
I'll try to catch you sometime in between that. And, you know, but anyway, I'm almost at the sports club here, so I'll bail out. It's going to be kind of tight time-wise this morning. I'm not sure what happened to. Well, I had a lot of traffic this morning. It's unusually heavy for this time of the day. But anyway, that's the way it goes. You just never know. Well, you have a good day, Dave. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you later. I'll clear out of here after your final. W4DJ, WKB4CBA Mobile.
All right, David. Well, good talking to you this morning, and enjoy your workout. Don't sweat too much, but sweat enough to where you feel good after you're done. Take care. Catch you later. KB4CBA, W4DJW.